Welcome to installment 79 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will once again discuss positive commandment number 222, the commandment to divorce using a get, a bill of divorce. The Rambam tells us that this positive commandment is that when a husband wishes to divorce his wife, he should do so in the fashion prescribed by the Torah, namely to write a Sefer Krisus, a document which will cut off his connection with her, and then deliver this document into her hands. Many technical requirements are required in the writing of a get, as we discussed in yesterday's portion. All of the details of this law are discussed in the tractate, which is singled out for the discussion of these laws, Tractate Gittin. As we discussed in yesterday's portion, there is a three-way disagreement in the Talmud as to what is considered a valid reason under which condition one is allowed to divorce one's wife. The Beis Shammai says that only when Motza Ba'ervas Dover, literally he has found immorality on her part, he has found evidence of sexual misconduct. Beis Hillel says that afilu hikdicha tafshili, literally even if she ruined the food, which the Torah explains means not only she ruined the food, she doesn't know how to cook, but she intentionally ruined the food in order to annoy and vex her husband. Under such conditions, says Beis Hillel, he is allowed to divorce her. Rabbi Akiva says that even if he found someone he desires more as a wife, he is allowed to divorce his previous wife. We have found sometimes very unusual reasons for which people have desired a divorce. The story is told of the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, who was, even before he was appointed the Rebbe, wrote a great deal of chassidus, various deep explanations in topics, including a chassidic work on Sefer HaMitzvahs, explaining the various mitzvahs according to their Kabbalistic and mystical meaning. Once his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, who was also his wife's grandfather, requested of his wife, the Rebbe Tzon Chaim Mushka, that she should bring some of her husband's writings to him. She obeyed her grandfather and did so, and brought the writings. And he was so pleased with what he saw that he called in two of his chassidim and asked them to listen while he recited the blessing Shachianu for this joyous event that he has found such incredible writings from his grandson. Later on, however, word reached the Tzemach Tzedek that his wife had taken some of his writings and brought them to his grandfather, and he was extremely upset because he did not want his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, to see these writings. He asked his wife and confronted her, and she admitted that since he asked, she was required to bring them to him, since he was, after all, her grandfather, and just as one is required to honor one's parents, one is required to honor one's grandparents, and even more so than she is required to honor the request of her husband, that her husband is also required to honor his grandfather, and they had a common grandfather, and therefore she had a right to give the writings to her. However, the Tzemach Tzedek was extremely upset, and he told his wife that he wanted to divorce her, and although what she said had some halachic merit, nevertheless he refused to live with her until he could clarify the law in this matter. After several months of waiting, she finally told her father, who eventually told the Alter Rebbe, who called in the Tzemach Tzedek and told him that, "I understand you are occupied in a very difficult halacha. However, you should know that you yourself are negeya bedover. You are personally involved, and therefore it is difficult for you to reach a correct conclusion. Let us look into it together, and then we have two godly souls against only one intellectual soul." This is a variation, incidentally, about the famous Chassidic statement that when two people get together, there are two godly souls against one animal soul, that since each one has an animal soul, but the animal souls do not get along with each other. They are interested only in themselves, whereas the godly souls are interested in helping the other one as well. Therefore, when two people get together, there are two godly souls against one animal soul. So too over here, the Alter Rebbe told him, the same thing evidently applies to an intellectual soul, that intellect also is lacking some of the quality of love and care for another, and therefore there are two godly souls against one intellectual soul. If they're looking deeply into the halacha for some time, the conclusion was reached that halachically speaking, that Tzemach Tzedek was correct. However, nevertheless, after having been with his grandfather, he decided to bring her back and he rejoined his wife, and in fact was greatly pained that he had any desire to divorce her in the first place and had separated from her for such a long time. In the end, the Alter Rebbe said that in order that he should go back to her and be even in a state of greater rejoicing with her, that he would appease his grandson by setting aside special times to learn with him, twice a week in Nigla, the revealed parts of Torah and Halacha, and three times a week in mystical writings. It is said that for one and a half hours that they studied together, that Tzemach Tzedek used to take 6 hours later on, studying and finally writing down what he had studied with his grandfather. Another case is told, however, also involving the Tzemach Tzedek, where the original desire to divorce was finally carried through. The story is told that a very wealthy chassid once came to ask the Tzemach Tzedek for a recommendation for a match for his daughter. The Tzemach Tzedek recommended a certain bachar, a certain student in the yeshiva, and eventually they married. However, shortly after the marriage, the woman, the kala, started complaining about her husband, and she decided she didn't like him at all. And they had various fights, and after a long period of a difficult marriage, she requested a divorce. Her father went to ask the Tzemach Tzedek and said, "No, this is the proper match for her." And he informed his daughter, and his daughter kept living with him for a while. But then she began to complain again, and she forced her husband, her father, to ask the Rebbe again. And the Tzemach Tzedek answered him again, and very sharply, "I told you already that they should not divorce." And the father went back to convince his daughter again. However, eventually, she was so insistent that she said, "Don't even bother to visit the Rebbe. Don't even ask her. What is he? Some sort of a general that he can order me around and tell me to live with someone that I cannot live with?" And she eventually persevered, and they divorced. After a period of time, she remarried to a man who had been widowed from his previous wife. The man had had children from a previous marriage, but after living together, they did not have any children together. And she had not had children with her first marriage, and had no children now. So the husband, her new husband, didn't feel the suffering so badly. He had already had children from his previous marriage. However, she was in great suffering, and she asked her husband to ask the Tzemach Tzedek for a blessing. This husband went to the Tzemach Tzedek and asked him for a blessing that they should have children. And the Tzemach Tzedek answered him, "What am I, some sort of general that I can give an order that children should be born?" The husband heard this answer and didn't have any idea how to make sense of it. But he went back to his wife. He told her what the Rebbe said, and she suddenly understood. She was the one that said, "Why should I listen to the Rebbe and stay with my first husband? Is he a general? He can order me around to live with somebody if I don't want to live with him." And in answer to this, many years later with the second husband, who evidently was not meant, it had not been written in the heavens for them to marry each other, the Tzemach Tzedek answered, "Am I some sort of general I can order for children to be born when they are not meant to be born?" Because evidently she was meant to have children from her first husband, who she herself did not wish to remain with. In the Rambam's legal code regarding the laws of divorce, there is one law relating to the giving of a Jewish bill of divorce, which has implications not only for divorce law, but for the entire spectrum of Torah and mitzvahs, and has a tremendously deep lesson for how we look at a fellow Jew. The law of a get is that it must be given by the husband's free will. Should the husband be forced to give a divorce against his will, the divorce is invalid. However, the Rambam tells us a very interesting law. Let's say the husband has been requested to give a divorce and he refuses to do so. Then the Jewish court, the Beis Din, decides that he is required, according to halacha, according to Jewish law, he is required to give this divorce. In such a case, the law is that the court can force this man until finally he agrees. He says, "Reitzani." He says, "Okay, I want to give the get." And he does give the divorce as a result of the forcing of the Beis Din. The law is that this divorce is a valid divorce. And the obvious question, which the Rambam addresses himself to, is why should this be a valid divorce? The law has stated clearly that If it is given by force, it is an invalid divorce. And over here, he's already said he does not want to give it. What has happened? The court has forced him. And in such a case, he says that he wants to give the get, but obviously, it seems to us that he is doing this only to get out of the Beis Din forcing him. Why then should we believe his superficial statement that he wants to give it? It seems that what he wants to do is stop being forced by the Jewish court, by the Beis Din. He doesn't really want to give this get. Why then should it be a valid bill of divorce? And the Rambam tells us an amazing thing. In reality, once the Jewish court has made a legal determination that he is required according to the law of the Torah to give this writ of divorce, this shows us what he really desires inside. Because every single Jew, says the Rambam, Reitze liyeis mi Yisrael, he wants to be a full-fledged member of the Jewish people. And Reitze hu la'aseis kol ha-mitzvahs, internally he has an inner desire to do all of the mitzvahs, ulehisrachek min ha-averes, and to keep away from any sin. This is his true inner desire. If this is his desire, why then did he not originally follow the decree of the court? The Yetzro hu shetokfei. It is his Yetzahara, his evil inclination has overpowered his inner desire to do the mitzvahs. And what happens now when the Jewish court forces him? And they strike him. What has happened now? Are they creating a new desire in him to cover over his essential desire to violate the law? No, says the Rambam, the opposite is true. His inner desire is to keep all of the mitzvahs. His inner desire is to follow the decree of the Jewish court. Why is he saying he does not want to follow their directive? Because he has a Yetzirah, his evil inclination is covering over, and it is really forcing him. It is forcing the inner neshama, the soul, the desire to do all the mitzvahs. The evil inclination is covering it over and forcing him not to give the divorce. Once he is hit by the Beis Din and weakens, the power of the Yetzer Hara is weakened, what happens? The Yetzer Hara loses its grip, and the inner neshama shines through, and he says, Reitzani, I want to listen to the Jewish court. I want to give the divorce, as they have decided that I am required according to the Torah to give. And so too for any Jew, even though it sometimes might appear that this person does not have a desire to do the mitzvahs, this is only an external thing, this is not their essence. Their real desire is to do all of Torah and mitzvahs, and keep to the ways of Hashem. The Yetzer Hara has forced them, and it is our job to loosen the grip of the Yetzer Hara and allow the neshama inside, which is always pure, to shine through. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a share, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.